Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2884, How to Get Unstuck Without Uprooting Your Life by the Barefoot Minimalists of barefootminimalists.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your host and narrator. We're gonna get right to it as we optimize your life. How to Get Unstuck Without Uprooting Your Life by the Barefoot Minimalists of barefootminimalists.com. Are you feeling stuck in a rut? If so, it's tempting to think that you need a major life overhaul to break free. But don't pack up your bags and join the circus quite yet. You can get unstuck without uprooting your entire life. Here are five simple ways to get unstuck in life. Number one, look inward. Feeling stuck in life is like being caught in quicksand, except the quicksand is made up of your everyday responsibilities and a sprinkle of self-doubt. Sure, on the surface, it might seem like changing careers or moving to a new city will pull you out, but in reality, there's usually a deeper reason as to why you're feeling stuck, one that can't be solved by uprooting your life. If you're feeling stuck, the first thing you want to do is identify the source. To do so, I invite you to dig a little deeper than the external factors in your life. Instead of putting the blame on your 9-to-5 job, look inward. Start by asking yourself the following questions. Are my actions aligning with my goals? Am I prioritizing self-care and making time for activities that bring me joy? What limiting beliefs or fears are holding me back from change? Are there any unhealthy patterns or relationships in my life that I need to address? And am I playing an active role in my life or just going with the flow? By asking yourself these questions, you'll gain valuable insight into why you might be feeling stuck. Remember, self-awareness and self-reflection are powerful tools that can lead you towards a more fulfilling and purposeful life. Number two, align your actions with your goals. Aligning your actions with your goals is a powerful way to bridge the gap between where you are and where you want to be. It starts with acknowledging that even small, seemingly mundane goals can have a significant impact on your overall well-being. Let's say your goal is to be more present, but you find yourself spending hours mindlessly scrolling on your phone. By recognizing this disconnect, you can take intentional steps towards changing your actions. Number three, break the routine. Breaking your routine can be a powerful antidote to feeling stuck. Stagnation often stems from the comfort and predictability of repetitive routines. By breaking away from these patterns, you invite novelty and freshness into your life, which can reignite your sense of enthusiasm and adventure. Introducing variety doesn't have to be groundbreaking either. It can be as simple as trying a new hobby that piques your interest, exploring different routes during your daily commute, or taking a spontaneous weekend trip to a nearby town you've never visited before. By stepping outside of your comfort zone, you expose yourself to new experiences, people, and ideas, all of which can help you get out of a rut. Number four, slow down and simplify. If you're constantly running on empty, it's no wonder you feel stuck. When you're trying to juggle numerous responsibilities, it becomes challenging to find time for the things that truly bring you happiness and fulfillment. This constant state of busyness can make you feel trapped and disconnected from the things that matter most. By simplifying your life, you create the opportunity to focus on what truly brings you joy. And slowing down also allows you to appreciate the little things in life, which often go unnoticed when you're caught up in the frenzy of a hectic schedule. By giving yourself the time and space to savor the present moment, you can rediscover the beauty and magic in everyday experiences. Whether it's enjoying a quiet moment of solitude, taking a leisurely walk in nature, or engaging in a meaningful conversation with a loved one, slowing down allows you to relish in the simple pleasures that make life extraordinary. And number five, challenge yourself. If you've mastered the art of simple living and you're still feeling stuck, it may be time to turn life up a notch and challenge yourself, whether that be physically or mentally. There's so many areas in life where you can challenge yourself, and this can be the secret to getting unstuck. Consider developing yourself professionally by completing a certificate or challenging yourself physically by biking to work once a week. If neither of these avenues excite you, you can take on the toughest challenge of all. Challenge yourself to be a better listener, engage in deeper conversations, or cultivate more meaningful connections with your loved ones. In conclusion, so there you have it, five simple ways to get unstuck in life. When you're feeling stuck, it's natural to think that a major life overhaul is the solution, but the truth is the solution may lie in the small changes you can make every day. You just listened to the post titled, How to Get Unstuck Without Uprooting Your Life by the Barefoot Minimalists of barefootminimalists.com. Thank you to the Barefoot Minimalists. I hate to sound like a broken record, but when it comes to looking inward, many people find that writing out or journaling their answers to certain questions can help. It might feel like a waste of time, maybe like you can work it all out in your head, so what's the point of journaling? But something about that changes when it comes out on paper, so something I usually recommend. And the questions that they specifically asked in this post were, are my actions aligning with my goals? Am I prioritizing self-care and making time for activities that bring me joy? What limiting beliefs or fears are holding me back from change? Are there any unhealthy patterns or relationships in my life that I need to address? And am I playing an active role in my life or just going with the flow? It's a good place to start, but if that's not your style or the questions don't really spark some revelations, then there are plenty of other ideas in this post to try. Hopefully one of these work for you. But I'll leave it there for today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll catch you tomorrow for the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.